around 26 to 17. I'm getting close. Last day of work. Can we continue?
How was lunch?
Great.
Thanks. Don't be sarcastic. Mark.
So, I'm beginning the secretary part. We will have three presentations. First, the
Rama.
Design. Rama, then Mark, and then Sami. We have to take a decision on the control, remote control concepts and ordinance. So what we want to, the decision we want to take in this meeting are on the first one, component concept. So what kind of energy we use, what kind of chip on print in one kind of case. And also on user interface concept, what kind of interface we use, and if there is some instruments. And at the end, Sami will give a train watching on what he's been doing. So let's go first.
So we have to mainly design, mainly need to know which components we use for energy and the material and interface. For energy, there are maybe two or three possibilities. First, one, we can use simple batteries, or we can use traditional solar cells, or and then material, we can have plastic, rubber, before this RSI.
Ah.
And then titanium, which can be, which has very good look. And then interface, we have to use push buttons or liquid crystal LCD display. And we can use some jack, main jack kind of thing. So as we discussed before, we need to, we would like to have some speech recognition chip in our remote control. So this can be simple kind of programmable chip, and which can use microphone as well as some sound sensor. And we also want to locate our remote control. So still we are looking for possible technical specifications and how easy we can do and within our range, like we have to do in our for euros or around that. So we are looking for simple devices or simple technology to do location of remote control. So we discussed and so we would like to propose battery instead of solar cells, and it would be problematic to have enough energy with solar cells, and so we would like to just use battery. And also we want to go for titanium design instead of rubber or, and but the problem is with this design we found that we can't use double curved shape.
What is a double curved shape?
Like you can have two curves.
Uh-huh.
Wow. It's, I think in manufacturing it is problematic. So we want to go for simple push button because it needs a simple chip and it's really less less expensive compared to LCD, which need advanced chip technology and it's more expensive. Since we want to put some other features such as speech recognition, we want to reduce
cost.
I want to know, like, the, just the, sorry, but for the point before, why not the rubber? It's something that it seems to be.
And also, like, and if you put rubber, it's a bit difficult to do all the molding of buttons and these things.
Titanium
is more.
Yeah.
Well, we can use something like, you know, the whole body is titanium, but there are some rubber, or, I don't know, some rubber parts
like this
to make it feel better.
Mm-hmm.
Like in cell phones recently,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You can move
yeah.
with that rubber in four directions.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But full assembly is still used mainly for titanium.
Okay.
Rubber is expensive.
Okay.
And also it's a bit difficult to do all the shit.
Okay.
And this push button, we would like to use push buttons instead LCD different. So we want to move some bag, we want to put speech recognizer, so we want to reduce price in this technology and so that we can
have
pay for all this money.
Simple button and
speech.
Yeah, we have simple buttons and speech recognition technology.
Okay.
And still we have. Can we still include the LCD display?
LCD.
LCD, yeah. LCD.
Seems not. It's either LCD
so
or push buttons.
Well, it's
yeah.
not going to be a, no, touchable, but still like a source of information or a source for menus.
Ah.
Yeah, maybe we can see depending on how we will come up with our full design then if we have enough money or like.
Okay,
yeah.
So
because the speech recognition technology will take at least 5 years.
So the LCD
the
would
on display or piece.
The display would only be display and not
yeah.
touch sensitive,
yeah.
you mean, just for
be
output.
Just
yeah.
display for
yeah.
giving you information.
Yeah, that can be we can consider because it won't take
mm-hmm.
much money.
Okay.
I guess no. So the batteries are going to be very light.
Yeah, we have to go for. And now I think we have many options in the market, so we can
okay.
go for small,
mm-hmm.
nickel,
mm-hmm.
all kind batteries, for really light batteries and with good price.
So this device on that can be used for speech recognition could also be used for this finding a. Basically, instead of clapping, why not
yeah,
just be
then
ask?
The one thing we want to know is like because remote control is used for like in a household, so it will be it maybe at least 5-6 people want to use it. So
mm-hmm.
so how to define our speech recognition, whether we want to do speaker independent or speaker dependent. If we're going for more speaker independent, then it could be better than cumbersome. We need to do more technology.
For the location.
Yeah, if everybody in the house they want to look at, then we have to go for some speaker independent technology.
Okay.
So it's not. It will happen.
No, it's okay. Puts lots of constraint on what we can do, but
yeah.
it's always like that. We have dreams, and in the end, we find out that it's not feasible. Anyway,
yeah,
yeah.
limitations.
Yeah,
still LSD is already
LCD, LSD, something else, and it's quite nice
I'm
as
not.
Well.
Sorry.
So go on, artist.
Now let's talk about. Which one?
How
about this? No. So the concept of the interface. Generally, I develop. Like a broad concept, not only for the interface, but for
possible instruction or user's manual, and all the complex things that come together with the TV and the remote control. We can have a perfect remote control with all buttons, and we get explanation for every button, and you can use your time, and it will take some days to learn all these buttons. And the LCD is going to be somewhere here, and go back button, I don't know really where it is, maybe one of these buttons, and then power on and off, I don't remember, so it should be. Maybe this button is power on and off, or no, info, I can see nothing, so that's our concept. It's called the Millennium Remote Control.
Let's change millenniums.
Yeah. So maybe you can use for thousand years.
That doesn't make sense. This is very...
Really?
Ugly.
No,
no. Oh,
okay.
Too much content. Ah.
Yeah.
We will not
use this. We will not use this. But instead of this ugly device...
Ah. Back to this.
And it's got just few buttons, quite low looking, and all this stuff we already discussed.
Mm-hmm.
And what will people say? They will say it's perfect. Or what will say? They will say it's splendid. And, everyone will say I'll buy it, and everyone's going to be satisfied.
Do you think it can come in several colors? Or the
I would make the backlight of the LCD screen with different colors.
Oh, but not the case.
Not the case.
The case would only be in that aluminium, titanium stuff. Like.
Yeah. Because apparently, from your survey, people like color.
Yeah, well, they like something which is...
Okay, so let's remember, there's a Nokia phone. With changeable panels.
Yeah, okay, so that would be the option. I don't know, I don't have a Nokia phone, but...
but it's...
I don't use that, but again, I might...
Covered.
Yeah,
that's
but...
But it would be expensive if you use color LCD.
No.
Instead of that, maybe we can change the color of the LCD. Maybe we can just... If you just want more colors, they can pay more money to get these, the shapes, and they can have different assembly. So users have different, I mean, they have their own interest, color interest, and so on. So we can just, if they want, they can just pay another.
Okay, so you propose something with option?
Yeah.
That increase the price?
Yes, if they want, like, yeah, so that we can...
Kind of upgradable remote control. Whoa.
Just they will get few more things and few more colors.
There's one more decision, one more solution we have. Because there are some paints that can change color according to where they are. Like, they can reflect different colors depending on what is around.
Like a chameleon.
That's maybe too much expensive.
Mm-hmm.
But it can be in an upgradable version.
Mm-hmm. Because I think there are two kinds of people. Those for which the remote control is to be something useful. I'm going to talk about this later. But and those for which it's something that is specific to them, so it's like a signature. My remote control is pink. Nobody else than me has a pink remote control. And that makes me special.
You think that we don't have to make them pay more?
I think they would be ready to pay more for that.
Okay, so
those who wanted to have it
so
pink.
It's not a
No,
service.
No. It might be optional,
But
yeah.
those people will be really few, no? So like we can
The young
consider those.
people, the young people want to be different from their friends, although similar, but have something just slightly better. Pink.
That's if that is a selling point, maybe it
Yeah.
has to be the base.
Yeah, but you know, if you want to be different, you just take your remote control with you all the time.
Yeah.
And you'll
Yeah, you always have
be
your remote. Oh, you
Everyone has
don't.
a remote
Yeah.
control.
You don't have your
Hello?
Well, you know, like for instance, take the iPod. It's a kind of remote control. It's white, and it's so white that you see it from anywhere. It has this distinctive look and feel and look, by the way, which people seems to like. Just because it's a color that we don't usually see in a remote control, white. So
You
seems
can create
important.
something with your remote control, something like light that I can use it in darkness.
Oh,
Kind of
glow in the
light.
dark. So
Yeah, maybe like the infrared, like we can put some radium chips or something so that like at least some
Imagine.
radium.
I'm
that.
Okay.
So,
Well, let's go on maybe
yeah.
with the presentation.
Yeah, sure.
The remote control is going to be smart, but how smart should it be for not to complicate things too much? I don't know, that's a question to you or to.
Well, so I heard that it seems that speech recognition is something that can be done, so that's the smartness of the thing. Currently, we don't have guns with speech recognition or beer cans with speech recognition, but we may have remote controls with speech recognition. I don't know.
Mm,
So
that's a nice
just think
one.
about it.
Don't touch the remote.
Thank you.
Okay.
But yeah. Are you saying here that the remote control should be aware of who's using it? So, for instance, the young guy would not be able to use it because his father doesn't want.
Yeah,
Like
I
with
just want to
some
say it should be really
maybe
smart.
fingerprint recognition or.
Voice recognition is quite enough. I say don't use it, and the control just looks.
Yeah.
Because I ordered.
That could be feasible, I guess.
Okay.
Since we want to do some speaker dependent speech recognition also,
So it could
we can
be
use
smart in that
yeah.
way.
Yeah.
Okay.
But for instance, I'm thinking about the other particularity that the remote control could have. Since it knows who is using it, it might also record the kind of channels you're more often using and levels of volumes that you're more often things like that, and provide you ways of using them. I don't know, somehow. I don't know, that might be expensive, but that might also be a good sales speech again. The remote that knows you. My turn? Okay. Okay, sorry. Four, I think. Trend, yeah. No, yes. Okay, so I'm going to talk about trends, and I hope this can help us to understand how we should design our remote control. So next slide, please. So first, maybe just a small recap on how do we watch trends. So it's not so simple. You might think that it's easy, but it's not so simple. Anyway, these days the best source of information is the web, as you know. So have to go often on the web and look at what the others are doing. And ask real people who are using real remote controls every day or any other tool that is similar to a remote control, which basically is a small device that people may have with them always, like a phone. We can use the phone as a good example of where to be inspired. Of course, those who are watching the trends have also to be inspired, because in fact they are not only watching the trends, they are inventing it, they are creating the trend. I hope I'm going to try to help you on that. This is more risky because you're not following the trend, you try to invent it, which means either you succeed and you make a lot of money, or you don't and you're out of business. So anyway, next slide, please. To be quick, there's a lot of words here, but basically there are in the market of remote controls, there are three aspects that we should pay much attention to. The first one, which seems to be the most important one, is that it has to be fancy. It has to have a fancy look and feel. And interestingly, this is the very most important thing. It has to be fancy. Strangely enough, it's more important to be fancy than to be with, and now that's the second thing it has to be. It has to be technologically innovative. It has to be new, with some of new technology inside. And this is also more important than the last thing, which we may think that would have been the most important, which is that it should be easy to use, and it should be easy to use as a remote control. So as you see, it first have to be very nice, something that people are proud of, that they can be identified with, and then something that contains very novel stuff that they can talk about with their friends. Mine has this and not yours. And finally, of course, it has to be useful as a remote control. But it seems that it's not so important that it's useful as a remote control. Next slide, please. Now, in a more general, broad way of seeing the thing, if we look back and not look at only remote controls, I think it's important to see that the trends are quite the same in many areas. So currently the trends that we see in big cities like Paris and Milan, well, it seems that this year things should have a fruit and vegetable way of of look or feel, or so. And I think, of course, it applies to everything. That's the thing with trends. It can travel from clothes to furniture. Same idea, fruit and vegetable. Think fruit and vegetable. And if we compare to last year, now it has to be spongy.
What,
yeah. Well, so I think when we were talking about rubber, I think the rubber aspect might be important, because it's what is probably more feasible in terms of sponginess.
Maybe titanium is not a good idea.
Seems not.
We need to think about.
Yeah. So.
Sorry, Mark.
Think more of something in the colors of like fruits and vegetables and spongy. Even in the shape, it has to be more round and look natural somehow. I mean, and not those futuristic remote control with angles and titanium like.
Yeah.
So that's what people seem to. I know it's quite far from what you thought, but that's fashion, man. Okay, that's all I had to say.
Do you have questions?
So this update is mainly addressed by young people, or it's...
I'm sorry.
This, you got some update, fashion update. So
yeah. Yeah, we have people listening to the trends everywhere in the world. Of course, as you know, our company is quite big, and so I'm just asking them what are the current trends according to them when they go in the stores, and when they ask their friends that are also.
It's more
well.
General trend. It's not particular to the.
No, it's not. It's not. This is very general. Yeah, but it seems that trends travel across things. The what we.
Yeah, but some materials there have to be something solid. Like they can't be really
sure.
spongy.
Yeah. We have to. I think we have to have the look of fruit and vegetables, but we still have to put our chips inside. So, of course, this is your problem. This is not mine.
Fruit. These themes can be easily incorporated.
I think in the colors and the kind of material. If it's something like rubber made, or I think it's also going to be good. Okay.
Question?
No. Thanks.
Okay, so we will have the next meeting in 30 minutes again. Now you have to concentrate on this individual action to prepare for one hour. Design, mark the user interface design, and the product evaluation.
Mm-hmm.
You will work together on a prototype using modeling clay.
That sounds interesting.
As always, your personal coach will be sending specific instructions.
Okay. Thanks.
So, can we highlight the specific features of our?
Yeah,
system?
You're right.
Yeah. So, we want the speech recognizer, and we want some kind of buttons, and we want some themes like fruits or vegetables. That's
so
we want to follow general trend.
Spongy.
Do you agree on that?
So, do you think
so? We have to.
No, we don't have to, but seems it's the trend. Again, as I said, we can also try to make it, to create the trend. So, there's no.
Are we confident enough in creating trends?
Well, that's. You can try to convince us.
Wow. We can make it smell like fruit.
Okay.
That's a good idea.
That's
so
a good
idea,
right?
So what about location and these people are really interesting on those features, or they really like they're more want these fancy
I think it,
features.
Yeah, it's again in this in what I said. First it has to be fancy. So I think if nobody else provides currently a remote control with that kind of stuff, and if we can provide it, I think it's a good sell for us. Because we have it and others don't.
Okay.
It's fancy. Whether it's useful or not doesn't seem to be very important.
Yeah.
Now we have to decide on what kind of fancy is. Do we take titanium smelling like fruit, or do we make spongy fruity like?
We will try to explore these two options.
Maybe you could explore the two options.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Could we make a titanium shape?
Yeah, it's like keeping the banana or.
Don't you say that you can do double shape?
Seems to be difficult.
We have to look for alternatives and.
Okay.
We have to see the whether rubber is expensive. And
in fact, I just agreed to make. Like titanium panels on a whole rubber body.
Okay, so you explore now that you are going to work together. These two, or spongy and.
Maybe we can have two different disassemblies also, like one spongy and one kind of titanium. Because inside chips we have only the plastic or the.
If you have time.
Yeah, fiber chips.
I think we have to choose. if we choose titanium or if we choose spongy, but
well,
it can be both.
I really don't like this modeling thing,
yeah.
Because you know, it makes some problems for, well, I don't know.
For creation.
Yeah. Totally.
Yeah, you can
even design
it's titanium.
You can paint it afterward.
Okay.
No problem, we have a very large department of paint.
But don't worry.
You will do it.
Alright.
Okay. So explore shape.
So still we want to keep LCD or
I think it's what you say, that we have an LCD with information.
The thing is that if we want to have, as he says, if we want to have a small number of buttons,
then
we need to have a kind of output that says currently what their actions are.
Yeah, that user-friendly.
Yeah. That's the converse to having zillions of buttons where each button does only one thing.
Yeah. And we just stick with two battery source, not any.
Yeah, classical. We stay classical in that.
Yeah,
we don't reinvent the wheel. Anyway, it's very. In general, I think people change TV more often than batteries of their remote control. So, because the trend goes faster than the life of the. So it's not very. Okay, we're done.
Yeah.
So see you in 7 minutes.
Yeah.